Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Both candidates running for the White House are back on the campaign trail today. Democrat Joe Biden held two drive-in rallies in Bucks and Luzerne counties in Pennsylvania, where he said President Trump hasn't followed through on his promises.
Donald Trump hadn't delivered on a damn thing he said he'd do. He hadn't delivered on infrastructure. He talked in 2017, 18, 19, 20. He's going to give us an infrastructure plan. He hadn't done a damn thing.
Former President Barack Obama spoke at a Biden rally in Miami today, also a drive-in one with social distancing. Trump voted in person in Florida today, and then he campaigned in North Carolina and Circleville, Ohio, pledging to protect government retirement benefits.
As long as I'm your president, I will always protect Medicare and Social Security like I promised.
Trump heads to Wisconsin later tonight. Tomorrow, Trump campaigns in New Hampshire and Biden will be in Delaware. The coronavirus pandemic is hitting new sobering milestones in the United States. This past week had the highest number of COVID hospitalizations in almost 2 months. Will Stone reports the Midwest continues to have the worst outbreak.
Coronavirus cases are accelerating in the Midwest, where they've grown on average about 50% over the past 2 weeks. Nationwide, the rate of new infections in the most rural counties is now at record levels. It's more than double what it is in large metro areas. Brock Slabaugh is with the National Rural Health Association.
It's getting to be a crisis in some places, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin.
Slabaugh says many smaller hospitals are struggling to find beds, and the death rate in rural areas is also higher than urban and suburban counties. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
There are now more than 8.5 million confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and more than 224,000 deaths, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. Census Bureau has issued the latest results from its ongoing survey measuring how the pandemic is affecting the daily lives of people in the U.S. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wong has more.
Earlier this month, close to 96,000 households participated in the Census Bureau's Household Pulse Survey online. The results show many households are still under a lot of financial pressure during the pandemic. Close to 1 in 3 adults surveyed said that eviction or foreclosure on their home is somewhat or very likely in the next 2 months. Around the same share of adults reported they live in homes where it has been somewhat or very difficult to pay for household expenses. Almost a quarter of those surveyed said that they're expecting someone in their household to take a hit in their paycheck in the next month. And around 1 in 10 said there was sometimes or often not enough to eat in their home. Hanzi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. In Afghanistan, at least 10 people are dead in a suicide attack outside an educational center in Kabul. The Interior Ministry says the attacker was trying to enter the center when he was stopped by security guards. No group has claimed immediate responsibility for the attack, and the Taliban rejected any connection to it. A new report on diversity in the television industry finds not much is new. As NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports, a study from UCLA shows TV executives are still overwhelmingly white and male, and that TV actors are slightly more diverse.
The results are not particularly surprising. UCLA's annual diversity report found that, as of September, 92% of the CEOs or chairs of TV studios and networks are white, and 68% of them are male. The researchers also found that on digital programs, only 1 of every 10 TV show creators are people of color. On television, however, 24% of the lead roles are played by black or brown actors. That's a 5% increase from 7 years ago. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Bulgaria has joined other Balkan countries in signing an agreement with the United States on high-speed wireless network security that's aimed at excluding Chinese hardware providers. North Macedonia and Kosovo also signed the Clean Network Security Agreement this week. That is part of the Trump administration's effort to exclude tech giant Huawei and other Chinese companies in 5G networks. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.